Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Okay, real quick before we get to this dog food story that neither one of us understand. But Weir's giving me the one eye.
No, I didn't know what that bumper music was.
We need to give the final tally on the poll about
the
backyard activities.
We don't have to. It's fine.
I thought it was going to be close. Was it not close at all?
You were way off.
Should this count as like two wins?
No, it should not count as two wins. I've won by as many as these, but you won 60. Nice. 69 to 41, or I can't.
That's not good math.
I know it's not. The stupid thing just canceled on me. Hold on. Where the hell is it? Backyard.
So this was the list of the best backyard pastimes. My number one was fire pit. Weir's number one was playing catch with dad, unless you didn't do
because
that.
68 to 32. You won.
Okay.
Because that's people great. Hate their dads. That's
because
fine. I get it.
I didn't play people. Not everybody did. Not everybody played backyard catch with their dad.
Even if you didn't, I mean, you can still understand why that's such a potent
moment. I can appreciate it.
Puts you in the lead, Jamie.
I like that you're keeping track, Quentin. I hadn't even turned around and looked yet. You keep your own tally in there.
I do. I've got it on,
check.
On my list.
What's our overall tally now?
5-4. So you've competed.
5-4.
That's right. That just broke the tie.
This is my fault for appealing to the emotions of our audience. That's on me.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like you overdid it with the music.
You guys, I forgot. You're just a bunch of stoic monsters who don't care about love or bonding
or
anything.
We have female listeners maybe who didn't do that with their dads.
Yeah, they'd play catch with your mom then. I don't know.
I don't know any woman who played catch with their mom.
That's actually a good point. Did anybody play catch with their mom?
No.
Text line 913-586-7798.
Unless you didn't have a dad.
I'm saying, there's lots of homes where dad's not home.
Yeah.
Did you play catch with your mom?
Why would unless you were playing softball, why would a girl play catch with her mom? Like I can see a girl playing catch with her dad as like a bonding, same thing, kind of bonding experience. Or dad not having any sons and trying to kind of wish that he did, but not mom. That's all.
Anyway. That's it. I don't think I ever played catch with my mom. She might have thrown stuff at me justifiably, but
also you made it sort of, you didn't specify that it was football, but you made it seem like you talked about that a little bit. Like it was like you were tossing the football around.
I said the old pigskin or maybe leather and cork with some string. That's a baseball.
But football it seemed like that was
from the text line. I play you're getting a lot of these now. I play catch with my son. I'm the mom. My husband is too busy.
Okay.
Softball, played catch with mom more than dad.
Okay.
Totally played catch with mom. She was the best coach, even though she wasn't my coach.
Okay.
Aww. Aww.
But now, those people, I asked, did you vote for Weir in the poll or did you vote for me? Because
probably didn't vote at all.
Yeah.
This is the problem with this country. This is the problem with the system.
Apathy.
Is that if people actually went out and vote, we'd get the results we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about dog food.
Absentee voting, you know, maybe some mail-in. Yeah. Some mail-in text lines.
Well, like the absentee voting would be on Facebook. Like if we were allowing you to vote on Facebook and let that count, then that would be kind of the absentee voting. And we could count that in. But because we do post this on Facebook for those who wonder.
Yeah, I don't like that, though, because you don't have to listen to the show then to vote, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't want people give people an excuse not to listen.
Give them credit. Plus, then we don't get to make the argument either. You just pick whatever you like the best.
Yeah.
So. Right. All right, Fox News got this one out of, it's rare that we find something out of Am I the Bleep on Fox News. They don't go to that very often on Reddit, but they did this time. A family visit took an awkward turn when a curious aunt accidentally ate dog food, fueling a heated Reddit discussion about etiquette. A user wrote that she lives in a house with her medium-sized dog and keeps a designated area for her pet's essentials. She said she's 25. She says, my kitchen is structured in a way so there's an area dedicated to my dog's stuff. Food storage, bowls, food toppers. It's a food topper for dogs. What is she talking about?
I have no idea.
Like if you're feeding your dog kibble and you just a little something to put on top of it.
Okay.
But
okay. Everything that has to do with his nutrition, she said. She also has dog food powders, which is maybe what she's talking about, that are made from a variety of different meats and fish, including beef sirloin, mussels, lamb, and chicken. And she says on the label, it says what it is and that it's for dogs, but there's no dog shown on the label that would make it super obvious that it is a dog item. That's just how the brand labels products. So you know exactly where this goes then. The woman's 60-year-old aunt stopped by to help set up her phone. This woman says, I saw I needed something longish to be able to open the compartment that would let me add the SIM. She's trying to put the SIM card in her aunt's phone.
Yeah.
And she said, hold on, I'm going to go look for one. So while the 25-year-old leaves the room, the aunt goes into the kitchen to grab a glass of water. And the next thing she knew, the older woman was holding one of the dog food jars in her hand. And the niece says, I hear her asking, what do you use this powder for? It tastes pretty good. And she says, I use it for my dog. And that's when the aunt freaked out. It is okay for humans. It is safe for humans.
Yeah.
But, and then they got in an argument about whose fault this was. She said, I apologized for the fact that she had eaten that in my house. And the aunt started blaming her for leaving the food toppers there. Was the aunt getting nosy or what? Was she just kind of looking around for something to snack on or something? And
I don't understand the aunt's reaction.
I don't either.
Like, if you ate it and you thought it tasted good, and then
what
she said, that's dog food, I could see you going, I guess I'm going to stop eating it. I don't understand going, oh, my God, how dare you? Like, do you think that it turns you into a dog? Is the only reason our dogs are dogs because we feed them dog food? If we gave them people food, would they lose their fur and be able to walk about bipedally?
I have a huge problem with
this. Stop being such a nosy ninny. Stop being so nosy and rummaging through somebody's
cabinets.
Also,
you're the one going through other people's food.
Yeah, don't do that.
Exactly. You're the one coming into my house, and you're going to get yourself a glass of water, and now you're going to start rummaging through the goodies that are on the kitchen. Did you ask? Obviously not, because then I would have been like, that's for the dog, dude.
And what did she think it was? Because it's in a cabinet with other dog stuff. So she clearly didn't leave the... Because if she'd read the label, it would have said things like beef and lamb and
steak.
Good,
I'm happy that this happened to her.
So did she think it was like Kool-Aid mix or something? Like what powder was she adding to her water that she thought was going to be good?
That's true. Was she just like taking a fistful of powder?
Yeah, just randomly putting it in the water?
She's doing the cinnamon challenge from 2012.
Yeah, that you wouldn't... Okay, there's a couple things. One, if you go over to somebody's house... Do you eat food without asking?
No.
No.
Unless someone says to me, like, hey, help yourself. If I'm dog sitting or something, maybe I am.
Sure.
You know, help yourself to whatever. I've done that. I've been dog sitting. My friends will say, hey, whatever, you know, all up to you.
Okay.
But if you're there we're, if I'm at your house or whatever, we're hanging out, I'm not going in your kitchen and just
right.
Take.
You'd have to
look
into. You have to fight
things.
The roaches for the food first of all. But yeah,
good way to keep me out of your house ever.
Trying to keep everybody
forgot about
out.
That.
No, I haven't seen them in a couple days. We haven't seen a roach here, so I think I finally got them.
Good.
But anyway, there's a bunch of stuff here. One, who eats food in somebody else's house? But two, branching off of that, okay, let's stay over in that area for a second. Is there a type of consumable, like if you're at somebody's house, that it's fine, like a soda? Say they have sodas out on the counter. Can you just grab one? Can you just pour yourself a glass of water?
Without
from the sink?
Asking. Like
without asking. Yeah. Or is it never okay?
I have... how good are the friends? And have they told you, like, help yourself if you want something
well,
to drink in the kitchen?
Well, this is a family member. So, it's a family
yeah,
member.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to my... I don't live close to my family anymore, but I've gone to, like, my aunt's house where I spent a lot of time growing up, and I have no problem going into her kitchen and grabbing a Sprite or whatever out of her fridge, and she would laugh if I asked for permission to.
Right.
But I'm not going through her cabinets. I think there's a difference between, like, grabbing something obvious out of the fridge, like a soda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And go and rummaging through cabinets.
I agree with that. I think if you pour yourself a glass of water, I think it's totally fine.
Yeah.
I don't even think you need to ask permission for that.
Correct.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. You need to. You're thirsty. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was that person wanting the water, I would probably be like, hey, do you have any glasses so I can get some water? I don't think I would basically demand the water, but I wouldn't ask. That'd be weird. So that's one. The other thing is, what's I'm not saying you should eat dog food. I'm not saying like I eat dog food or anything like that. But I'm saying what is so horrifying about it? Like
just
dogs.
The idea that it's dog food.
That it's dog food. Why?
That's
like let's focus on that. Like what is so why is that so bad?
I think it's the image that a dog eats its food out of a bowl on the floor.
Yeah. If you were eating from the dog bowl, that would be I wouldn't eat anything out of this. I'm pointing at my dog. This guy's dog bowl, because he would actually take my hand off if I tried.
But I think it's the visual. I think it's the idea of like, oh my gosh, this is what you put on top of your dog's food when he eats it off the dirty floor. You know,
yeah.
Not because she said it tasted good.
Right. It would have to taste kind of good, right? I mean, it's dog food. They're mammals. They're like probably share 97% of our DNA.
But it's weird that she drank it with water or that she... That part's not clear to me. She went to get a glass of water and then ended up with this powder. Mm. Was she adding it? That's not clear how she ended up consuming it.
Okay, let me try and make a comparison here.
Oh boy.
Thanks for your confidence. What if it's like baby food? Like I know, you know, that some people have to, you know, you like test the food out for like temperature or whatever, but you know, I wouldn't want to eat baby food. That'd be really weird to me. And I think that falls under the same category. It's like, sure,
that's
it's fine
point.
For me
yeah.
to go and get a Gerber glass bottle of paste, but I don't want to.
Yeah, there is something, there's just something dehumanizing about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even if it's a baby, there's something, I'm not a baby. I'm not, like, I even have, like Lunchables. We have those here.
Yeah.
Occasionally, so the kids can just grab a quick snack from the fridge. I wouldn't ever touch those because in my head, those are for little kids.
Like, oh,
I'm not
buy
a little
them.
Kid. I'm an adult.
I buy them for me.
I'll eat charcuterie, but I won't eat. I'm not going to eat Lunchables. Yeah, I'm fancy. I'm a grown man. Damn it. I don't need to do that. So I don't know. It is interesting. Like some things that we just won't eat because we think it's beneath us.
And are
it's
like, there it's, other things like that? What else falls in that category of things
besides,
that
like cat food or something?
Yeah. Are there other things that you won't eat because you feel like that's and I know like a Happy Meal is the obvious, you know, something like that. Like you're not going to eat because that's kid food. I get Happy Meals all the time.
I get a Happy Meal.
Yeah. And I save the toys for my kids' friends.
For some reason that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So for some reason that doesn't bother me. But like a Lunchable would.
Ramen noodles.
Oh, I still.
I eat ramen noodles. Yeah.
I do. I have packages of them at home.
Yeah.
Got me through college.
What is like a dehumanizing food?
Yeah.
Like a food that you're like, I'm not. No, that's for that group of people.
I mean, Jamie won't eat mac and cheese.
Species.
That's correct. That's
you
correct.
You just won't eat mac and cheese.
I just don't like it. It's just not my.
Is it You don't trust it? It shakes too much?
Well, quivering. I mean, there is a snobby part of me that grew up, you know, in an Italian family that said, I don't eat powdered orange cheese. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're just saying like Kraft mac and cheese. I get that.
Yeah. But if it's good, like if it's made with good, you know, actual cheese and stuff, then I'll eat that. Right. But what else is below? Like, what about like chicken fingers? You know, is that a kid food? Too much of a kid food?
Yeah, it's a kid food.
What
I'll
about,
eat them,
I'll
don't,
buy.
Don't come after my dino nuggies.
I was just going to say.
There's where it is. I won't eat dino nuggies.
Yeah.
We have chicken nuggets downstairs. We have popcorn chicken. We have chicken fingers. But I don't touch dino nuggies.
Mickey Mouse pancakes at IHOP? No?
Yep. No.
Because that's kid food?
No. That's
they
kid
just
food.
Cover it in like every sugar possible. Mm-hmm. So, no. Like, I don't care. If my pancake is three circles, I don't care about that. It's the conglomerate of diabetes they put on top of it.
All right. So, text line 913-586-7798. What is something, not because of its taste, not because of you know, you've had it and you just didn't care for it, but what is something, like a type of, a category of food that you wouldn't eat because, like, you're an adult or because you're a human being and you're not going to touch? Like, I, for instance, won't touch pate. I've had it offered to me before, and I'm like, that's cat food.
Okay.
It's a bunch of blended up livers and entrails and else. It's basically cat food. It smells like Sheba. It moves like Sheba. It's cat food.
Okay. When I was a kid, we called it a kitty cocktail. Mm-hmm. The better word for it is Shirley Temple. All it is Sprite and maraschino cherry juice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
But there's no alcohol in it. And if you don't drink, that can be something that you would like. But I'm not calling it a Shirley Temple or a kitty cocktail, for crying out loud.
Text line 913-586-7798. Text these in. We'll talk about it. Coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an example. What else will you not eat or drink because you feel like that's beneath you or just gross or not meant for you?
There's a ton of these coming in on the text line. Cheese pizza, it's for kids.
Shut your face right now. That's what I eat is cheese pizza. Take that back.
Finn is the only one in the house that orders cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the only one in the house that eats cheese pizza.
Who else is afraid of admitting they would rather have cheese pizza but won't order it?
I will eat it if there's no pepperoni pizza left.
Okay.
My point is, when we get pizza, we either have to get half and half.
Ah.
But I have a 16-year-old. That's not enough. So I have to get two pizzas.
Uh-huh.
And one of them has to be cheese. The other one has to be pepperoni. Henry will eat almost all the pepperoni. And then by the time, I hate him so much. I mean, I love him, but I hate just the same as I do with Quentin.
Henry, why are you in therapy? Well, because my dad said on the air once.
Henry can eat an entire Papa John's large pizza, not gain an ounce.
An entire damn pizza.
I mean,
can you also eat a whole Papa John's pizza?
I mean, I'm
going to
eat a whole pizza tonight. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to eat pizza and I'm going to drink some beer. It's going to be great.
Are you going to complain on Monday about how much you ate and drank? And
I lost weight. I can't believe this.
I feel amazing.
Sucks. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even get hungover.
That's true. I've never been hungover. So
you're 20, 25, 26. Which one?
26.
Yeah. Just wait. I'm going to be laughing at you in your 40s.
But it hit me by the time I was 26. Anyway.
I mean, I can try this weekend, but, you know, where's the fun in that?
It'll be our fault.
White Claw. Therefore, actually, a lot of people have said White Claw, seltzer, alcohol drinks.
Yeah.
Therefore, basic white B words. I'm not going to say that one on air.
Or they're for people who want to. The only time I've ever bought or can, usually if I'm going to buy a, I'm going to call it a canned cocktail because I feel like that's what I do, not White Claw. Like Jameson and ginger or something like that is a canned cocktail. That's what I'll do. The only time I will do White Claw is on the just very rare occasion where it's 97 degrees outside and I'm going to be out at somebody's pool all day or whatever. Yeah. And I want to be I feel like I need to be drinking something, which is stupid. Then
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I need an adult drink. Yeah.
That makes me think of one. I'm not buying any like liquor that comes in a plastic bottle. It needs to be in glass.
They're probably increasingly though.
If you are an alcohol company and you're putting your liquor in a plastic bottle, I will not be purchasing it.
So vodka comes in a plastic
bottle.
Lots
of vodkas do. So, I mean, and that's bottom shelf vodka.
How much are we paying you, man?
Smirnoff comes in a plastic bottle.
So that's a rule that I have.
What's the, do you make more than we do that you can afford to buy the vodka that
New Amsterdam comes in
glass?
Huh?
He makes less, but he doesn't have a mortgage.
That's true. Or kids. That's
or rent
the, yeah.
Or kids. Yeah.
Oh, I, whoa. Okay.
Or
let's,
many adult responsibilities.
Pull rent off of that. Of that bad boy.
Right. Yes.
I do own my car completely, so I don't have a car payment.
Well, neither do I.
Wait, I thought you lived with your parents.
No.
He has roommates.
Oh, I could have sworn he lived with his parents. You just spend a lot of time with your parents, I guess, right?
I do. I spend a lot
good
of time.
For you. I'm sorry I mistook that then. You're a responsible person with the roommates. Somebody has this. I like this one a lot. 1367 says, my husband won't eat any form of bone-in meat. Specifically chicken. He says we've evolved past that. So like fried chicken where the bone's still in there, he won't eat it. I actually like that. That's basically like I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm vegetarian curious. I'm vegan curious. Because I will eat chicken with the bones in, but I will be honest with you. Sometimes I'm eating it and I'm like, this is kind of gross. I don't like being reminded that I'm eating something that used to be walking around a barnyard or more than likely just put in a cage and fed a bunch of hormones.
See, I would think you would think that's more manly, like to be eating it, like just ripping the like chicken wings, just like ripping the meat right off the bone like a man does.
Is that my vibe?
I don't know. I guess if you're going for that.
Medieval king?
Also, chefs would tell you you get more flavor when you cook it on the bone.
That's true.
I guess you can always cut the bone off, but
that's when I get ribeyes. I always have the bone in.
Yeah,
ribeyes. Yeah,
you get a lot of flavor out of the bone.
There's a lot of times where, like, especially with wings, I'm just like, I don't want to deal with the mess that is associated with that. So, I mean, I'll just get the bone out wings and I'll just eat it with a fork, and that's fine.
Those aren't actual. People would tell you those are not.
I know they're
wings.
Not actual wings. They're just fancy chicken nuggets.
Yes.
I accept that. I know that. I know bone in wings are better. But sometimes I just don't. I don't want to deal with all the sauce that comes with that.
You don't want to like wash your hands or.
And then it gets all
sticky. I guess the beard
is a
problem.
It's just.
All right. Let's see. I had a bunch of these. I was writing down Vienna sausages.
Because
I agree with that one. This isn't mine. I'm sorry. This is from the text line, but I agree with it. I don't. It's that weird, gross liquid that they're suspended in. What that stuff is just disgusting. Like that the Vienna sausage water that they're in. Ah, laugh.
Never going to think of them the same way. Are Vienna sausages spam? Also the little smokies that like you put in a little crock pot with the barbecue sauce? Okay. I guess I've only ever seen them that way.
If you cook them that way, it's fine. But if you eat them out of the can, I think maybe that's it. Oh, my teeth are on edge. Yeah. Anything you eat out of a can, I'm not doing.
How do you deal with spam then?
I don't eat spam.
Okay.
There's no way.
That's basically cat food. Yeah, that's like cat food.
And you don't eat tuna fish out of the can, right? I can't remember. You don't eat
tuna fish out of the can because my dad used to literally just crank open a can of tuna fish when I was like 3 and put it in front of me.
And you won't eat canned chicken?
I don't think I've had. Is canned chicken a thing?
It is. Aldi sells it. It's
become recently into canned chicken because it makes cooking so many things so much easier. Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing that it just comes
it's like it's basically like the tuna except it's shredded. Chicken. So it's shredded and
it's kind of in chunks. There is a little gelatinous layer on top though. Just be ready for that.
Prison cuisine. So I'm categorizing these ramen, ramen noodles. A lot of people are saying ramen noodles.
Oh, you're not that fancy. Ramen's still really good as an adult.
I'll eat ramen.
Yeah.
Cold canned ravioli. I at least have to heat it up, but my husband will eat it cold.
Ew.
Oh, you gotta,
your husband's done time. He might not have told you, but there's no way that that man didn't do some time. Instant mashed potatoes made with water instead of milk. I have enough time now where I don't need to make anything instant from the text line. I get that. That's like a poor versus rich thing, right? That's like I either have the time to have this made for me, or I have enough time because I own my own business and I make my own hours.
So wait, did that person say they won't do them with water? They'll do it with milk, but not water?
Instant mashed potatoes made with water instead of milk. Oh, yeah, I guess so. But they also said they don't eat anything instant anymore.
I was just going to say, then make your own mashed potatoes then if you don't even like doing that.
Grilled cheese came up a lot as a kid food that you shouldn't touch as an adult.
It's amazing. Yeah. I love it. PB&J, I love.
I eat a PB&J basically every morning.
Yeah.
Me too. I eat a PB&J usually like once every other day.
I packed them for the flight. They travel really well, so I pack them for flights in case there are delays. Yeah.
I don't mind Chef Boyardee. I will eat Chef Boyardee ravioli.
I grew up on it.
I will not eat SpaghettiOs.
Why?
It just, there's something about, you get it enough as a kid. Your grandma makes it for you or whatever. And I just associate it with that. I just don't have good memories with SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
A lot of people also saying kids cereal, like alphabets.
Okay.
Don't you dare come after my Cheerios.
Well, those are just the letter O. Because they were saying, somebody was saying any food where you spell stuff with it is not for adults, and I judge you for eating it. I guess Cheerios are just, you're a ghost. Ooh. Jell-O cups? No. You're wrong. Jell-O's awesome.
Even without vodka in it? You're eating Jell-O cups
with vodka in it, it's even better, I'll have it without vodka in it, sure.
Yeah. What about Nesquik? What are our feelings about like chocolate milk as an adult?
I can't tell you the last time I actually drank milk.
I don't drink milk either, but I drank chocolate milk a lot as a kid. And we had the Nesquik jar that you had to use the spoon to get that metal part up. And that was amazing.
I drink milk every day. I don't remember the last time I had chocolate milk. This is a really good one. We just go to break on this one. Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah. And the two sips that's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the reason that's for kids, though, is because there's nothing in it.
Yeah. And
you
expensive.
Feel ripped off. It's expensive. You feel ripped off. It's a pain in the butt to get that straw in the thing.
Yeah. Can I get a jug of Capri Sun, please?
Like the person said, unless you're hungover or 8 years old again. Is Capri Sun good for hangovers? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Oh boy, I really doubt it. There's a lot of sugar in it. Don't they make Capri Sun with vodka in it or rum?
I mean, you can put vodka in anything.
I think they make it already.
Make a Capri Sun adult drink?
I feel like
that
there's an adult
like a mistake.
Capri Sun. That feels like the kind of thing that a kid would accidentally get a hold of.
That's like Mario endorsing cigarettes or something. Like, why would you?
I think I'm right. I think Capri Sun does a line of cocktails that has rum in it. I'll look and see.
913-586-7798. What is a food that, we were just talking about kid food, but what is a food that you think we've evolved past? What is a food that if you're an adult human being, you should not be eating? 913-586-7798. Got a lot more coming up here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, I'm not often excited about a reboot. I don't know if I'm excited about this one, but I'm curious about the one that's going to be coming out into movie form. It was a TV show out of my childhood, beloved to me. We'll recast it coming up here in a couple minutes because it's going to need that. But we are still getting some texts about like foods and things that we have grown past.
Yeah, that you think you're too good for. That's what it is.
I was trying to be nicer than that, but sure. Yeah, things too good for.
People said Uncrustables. If you don't have the crust on your sandwich, you're a child.
If you are a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, you are eating Uncrustables all the time.
Are they really?
Wasn't that a story not that long ago where they eat about
all teams?
Yeah, how many Uncrustables they eat?
Hundreds of them
during the game and stuff.
It's a pregame. It's a postgame. It's a great because it's got all sorts of fun stuff in it. You know,
Lunchables taught me poverty and wealth at the same time. $4 for three crackers and a square of cheese. Yep, that's about right.
But it's done for you.
From the text line, I've eaten dog food before out of curiosity. It tasted better than most hot dogs I've ever had.
Okay.
So that's a pro.
All right.
I wonder what the dog food was.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
All right, we're talking about Knight Rider.
Well, that was fun. Okay, so this is, if you grew up in the early 80s, this was a sound. You knew exactly what this meant. We heard this.
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
You know...
That didn't have the voice of the car in it, Quentin. I wanted the voice of the car.
Grab Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
It's William Daniels. But if we can get a voice of the car, that would be great because we're going to need to cast the car. So Knight Rider was on, I think, from 1982 until 1986. Mm-hmm. If you have no idea what it was, it's David Hasselhoff, who went on to Baywatch fame. I mean, he was arguably, because Baywatch is aired in countries all over the world, but David Hasselhoff starred as Michael Knight, who used to be Michael Long. He was in this accident. Now he has all these special powers. He's given this car named Kit that can talk, and they go solve crimes. It was 4 years, and it was big for its time.
It's a weird thing. Like, who even came up with that idea?
I don't know.
Like, you know what would be a good, like, a guy? Well, at there was a thing at the time where there was a lot of TV shows like BJ and the Bear, where it was like a trucker solving crimes with his monkey or orangutan, I think it was. And there was a lot of that, a lot of like weird people solving crimes. Like Quincy was a medical examiner, but he was also solving a lot of crimes.
Do you remember Powers of Matthew Starr? Does that mean anything to you?
Okay. No idea what you're talking about.
So again, this is like very, very early 80s. How do I remember the name Peter Barton? I don't know, but I remember I had the posters on my wall, Powers of Matthew Starr with Peter Barton and David Hasselhoff in Knight Rider. These are my two first big crushes in life. Mm-hmm. So Knight Rider has been, they've tried to remake it before as a TV show, but they're going to remake it as a movie now from the creators of Cobra Kai.
That's cool.
Okay, so explain like what Cobra Kai is, because I
Cobra Kai is a TV show based on the Karate Kid movies.
Okay.
So it's basically the same idea. Like, okay, hey, let's take something that was popular 40 years ago and bring it back. But Cobra Kai, I've not watched it, mm-hmm, but I know a lot of people who are huge fans of it say it's a great show. So
okay,
they do a good job, I guess.
So they are going to do the new Knight Rider movie. And David Hasselhoff is probably 70 years old, and I assume will not be associated with this. The voice of Kit, the car, which we're going to play for you, was voiced by William Daniels. Boy Meets World? He was the teacher in Boy Meets World.
Mr. Feeny. Yep.
And he was in Saint Elsewhere. He also had a brief stint in Grey's Anatomy not that long ago. So recast this for a moment. Who should be the voice of Kit? What kind of car will Kit be? Because at the time, wasn't it a Camaro, black Camaro at the time?
Sure.
I think it was a black Camaro. Because I remember seeing the Kit car in person at Disney, at Disney World. Because I think they had two of them. There were two, and there's one still in circulation somewhere.
He was a Pontiac Trans Am.
Everybody yelling at the radio. Sorry, Trans Am. Yeah. Okay, so what kind of car would it be now? What's cool now?
A Tesla. He would just be in a Tesla and have it drive him around. I mean, it's already smart.
Movie's
it's
done.
It's got Grok in it.
Yes.
It's got Grok in it. I mean, there you go.
So who do you want as the voice of the car now? Because it could be anybody.
Can you imagine the revolt if you made it a Tesla Cybertruck?
Oh my gosh. That's perfect though. That's like one that actually works. Okay, this was the voice of Kit, the car that talked.
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor. KITT for easy reference. Kit if you prefer.
He was always sassy.
Because
he's always telling Michael Knight what to do.
An uptight British dude. Like, I don't know.
Who was the guy who was the guy that hosted Late
Ricky
Night?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, who's the other one?
Oh, James Corden?
Thank you.
Yeah, I could see him doing it.
Yeah.
And it would be a perfect job for him. He doesn't have to be on camera. I'd prefer that. I could see Ricky Gervais do it if you were going with, like kind of a goofy British guy, but, like...
Somebody kind of obnoxious, because Kit was kind of obnoxious.
Well, Stephen Fry's not obnoxious. He's got a great voice.
Quentin, get me some Stephen Fry. I don't know who that is. I don't know the voice.
Yeah, he's got a delightful voice, so I don't know if he'd be a good pick for being sassy enough.
Who should be Michael Knight?
Oh, Hugh Laurie from House.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
There you go. Hugh Laurie.
Because he was a jerk on that show.
Because he's British, and he could be a jerk. Yeah,
that's great. Go. Yes.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie. Some text line suggestions. Idris Elba.
No, I like
he's too
that.
Smooth. I love Idris Elba, but he's too smooth.
So was Michael Knight at the time. Michael Knight always wore the super tall.
As Michael Knight, sure. Not as the voice.
Oh, because now we're asking for two different things. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea for the car.
Yeah.
Who would play Michael Knight? Tall, dark, and handsome. If I'm not mistaken, David Hasselhoff is like 6'2". He was tall and lanky at the time. And had like
Adam
a movie
Driver?
Star look. Oh, no, I don't like him.
Do you think Benedict Cumberbatch could play the car?
Maybe. I don't know that voice well enough.
He played Doctor Strange.
Chris Pratt?
I feel like the Chris's could be cast in everything, right?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, all the Chris's.
That blew up last year. He had a bunch of movies out, like the Hitman. I wasn't the Hitman, the Stuntman or whatever. And he was in the Twisters movie.
He was in Top Gun.
He was in Maverick. Yeah,
I know you're talking about
Glenn Powell.
Yes,
Glenn
that's Powell. A good idea.
Yeah. He'd be good for that because he's a really good looking guy, but also looks like fun. I guess I don't know.
What about Jeremy Allen White? He's short for
he's
this.
A little bit too rugged. Yeah, I don't know. I think you need kind of like a classically handsome guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Pedro Pascal.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Zac Efron?
No.
Nah. Too cutesy.
Too plain.
A lot of people said Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis. That's cute. I think I think Chris Pratt or
one of the Chris's. I like Glenn Powell. That's a great idea.
I think Glenn Powell would be good.
Yeah.
Some people just, or you go weird with it and make it like Danny McBride or Pete Davidson or something.
Oh my gosh.
That would be fine.
Now you got like John Mulaney coming to mind. Not movie star enough.
John Mulaney?
Who am I thinking of? John Mulaney.
Who else
am I thinking of? Yeah. Well, you start mentioning comedians to me now, and I associate
John
him with
Mulaney.
Pete Davidson.
That'd be interesting. But then it would have to take on a totally different vibe, though. It'd have to be like really funny.
Yeah. I don't know, I'll be very curious. I don't have a timeline for it, but a lot of us.
Oh, that would be a good for the voice. Dave, the pirate from Dodgeball. That's actually an actor named Alan Tudyk.
I know him. I know who that is.
He does do like a lot of sassy robot voices. Like he was the voice of the robot in iRobot, and then he was the voice of the robot in Rogue One.
Okay, he does a lot of stuff with Nathan Fillion. Do you know that actor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's in The Rookie right now. He did Castle for a long time.
Firefly. Yeah.
Yes. He could play Michael Knight.
Yeah, that would be good.
He's got a good look for that. He's tall.
Nailed it.
Yeah, he could do it.
Yeah, he's currently a Guy Gardner in the new Superman movie and stuff.
We didn't solve literacy, but we found an actor to redo a 4-year-old TV
show. There we go.
By the way, William Daniels still alive at the age of 98.
Coming up, because we didn't have enough time on air this week to do Magic Moments, we are going to do a bit called No Context, where I'm going to read you your text, the weirder the better, and then see if Jamie or Quentin can figure out what the hell we were talking about when these texts were sent.
God,
that's up next
anything.
On Midday. This is next.
All right, we're wrapping things up on a Red Friday.
All right, yeah. So excited about the game tonight. All right, so the way this works is I'm just going to read you a text from earlier in the week, and then you have to try to figure out what the context of that text from the text line is, okay?
Okay.
So here it is. $400,000 for half of that, I'll roll through Swope Park in a golf cart with a broom.
I know this one.
I don't. Do? Was I here this day?
You were
for
here.
For this? I was.
We were talking about weird jobs, and there was somebody that was like diving for golf balls.
Is that true? Is that right?
Nope.
It's not right. Swope Park. What would be the problem at Swope Park?
That was somebody responding to the story about them spending $400,000 in some city, I can't remember where it was, on
killing the geese.
Oh yes, killing the geese. Yeah.
All right, next one. Holy cow, did he become a millionaire by being the only one who could install light bulbs?
Idea.
This one, Jamie, you were not here for, though.
Good.
It was a very famous story.
It
was the biggest story of the last week and weekend. Do you know it?
No, Quentin. I have no idea. Oh, Quentin, do you know it? Yeah, because I have no idea.
I don't.
I claim being out of the country.
That was the story. I'm not going to linger on this, but that was a story about the Polish millionaire who stole a cat from a kid at the U.S. Open.
I do not know that story at all.
Oh, really?
No.
It blew up. The video went viral of him stealing a cat. Some tennis player was trying to give a hat to a kid, and this guy who's a Polish millionaire just ripped it away from the kid, and
said stole a cat from the kid.
No,
not
cap.
A hat
cap.
Or a cat.
Hat,
okay.
Cap, whichever I said.
That makes more sense.
But yeah, we got that text. Did he become a millionaire by being the only one in that country who could install light bulbs? And finally, my wish is to get through one day without hitting myself in the junk, metaphorically. This is also actually, now I think about it, a non-Jamie one.
Oh, well, fantastic.
That was on Tuesday.
You
well, you
play.
Said to do it on days you wouldn't know.
I feel like
Quentin,
I should have more sympathy for Magic Moments now.
Why didn't you get it done? I was here for 3 days.
You were here for 2 days.
I was here Wednesday.
She was here for 3 days.
I was here on Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that was when we were talking about how Finn's birthday wish was to not be constipated.
Oh, I didn't know.
And we asked people, like, what do you wish for if you could have a birthday wish that would definitely come true? He said, I wish I could stop hitting myself in the junk. Metaphorically.
Love
but
it.
That was a second text.
Anyway. Love it.
Go Chiefs!
Yeah.
Dana and Parks are up next. We'll see you guys on Monday. Love you. Go Chiefs. Bye. Go Chiefs!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.